Well, we're at the reception for the Vision 2020 meeting in Leicester, and tell me who you are.
Hello, my name's Janice Gordon.
And what do you do?
I'm a board member of Phoenix Square, and I also live in the Cultural Quarter, and I ran a restaurant in the Cultural Quarter, so I did business in this area.
Yeah, and are you from this area?
Originally, I was born in Leicester, yes.
All right, so you're a Leicester girl.
I am.
Born and bred.
I am.
Everybody seems incredibly proud of Leicester.
Leicester's a great place. It has a lot of potential, and that's what's exciting about Leicester. When you see potential, you actually want to get involved and actually make those changes and make it happen.
When Phoenix Square was built, I mean, you're on the board, so were you imagining it being used for an event like this? I mean, it's a fabulous cinema, you know, it's a media centre. Were you imagining it being used for this kind of very wide-ranging conversation event, I suppose?
Yeah, because it's always had a creative remit, and so, yeah, this is perfect for this space.
Okay. And what's your vision then for 2020? Everybody was asked today what they thought their personal vision was. What do you see in 2020?
I think one thing that I'd like to explore more is community engagement. There was a lot of talk about innovation around buildings and around the public realm, social media. But I really think that communities make communities, and that's people. And I think there's, I struggle to find an answer to this of how we can engage people to create their own communities.
Yeah, I had a bit of a problem with that today because I sat in on the placemaking session.
Yes, yeah.
And I mean, it seemed to be more talking about buildings than places.
Yes, physical. And people. Yeah,
It's the people in the buildings that make the place, not the building.
But I think that is a problem. City councils struggle with it. They think it's the holy grail. They have the answers and make a lot of mistakes because of that. But people are very difficult to pull together, galvanise, and actually motivate to get ideas. It's a difficult problem, but it's essential. It's essential to the success of communities because every community is different. And if we want the diversity, we don't want all cities to look the same and all areas to look the same. We actually need the character of the people to play a part in that.
Yeah, yeah. How do you think action will come out of this? I mean, there was a lot of very positive stuff expressed by people in the feedback session. And it seems to me that that's the trying to translate this into something that happens is going to be quite difficult, I think. These things are, you know, everybody's enthusiastic after today, and then we all get back to our normal jobs and think, well, it's all very difficult. Do you think action will come from this?
You know, it's typical of many conferences. You learn a lot, you get very motivated, and people come up with great ideas. But actually, that's the beginning of the communication. Once you've got those ideas, then you really need the idea of social media to really work for you and to pull that community of ideas together, continue the conversation, get them to create the next agenda. Really, you need to just encourage it to become self-perpetuating, really. And that's what's really exciting.
Thank you very much, Janice.
All right, no problem.